We want to thank you for joining this recording as we share in worship as part of God's family at Queen's Road. We've already begun with that great Charles Wesley hymn of affirmation and praise. But we remember as we approach Easter that our privilege of freedom and praise comes at great cost. We trust that as we journey together through Holy Week and recall familiar stories, we will discover afresh how deep is the Father's love for each one of us.
This reading is from John chapter 12, reading verses 1 to 11. Jesus anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honour. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about half a litre of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him.
The events of Passion Week and Easter form the climax of John's Gospel in chapters 12 to 21. They begin with Jesus as a guest at a meal and they end with Jesus as the host over a meal. Chapter 12, verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where a dinner was given in his honour. As we look round this dinner table, we see different personalities revealing different qualities. First, there's Lazarus, a man with a testimony. His friends and family had watched him grow ill and eventually die. They had attended his funeral, but here he was, alive and well. Every born-again believer has such a testimony. You are dead in your transgressions and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, saved by grace. It's worth noticing that while Lazarus attended the dinner, it was given in honour of Jesus. That's always the purpose of a Christian testimony, not to draw attention to us, but to point people to Jesus. As we look round the table, there's someone missing. Martha. She's in the kitchen, serving. Wherever we read about Martha, she's always helping in a practical way. It has been said that in any church there are those who help to carry the burden and those who are part of the burden. Martha was someone who helped carry the burden. The next person to catch our eye is her sister, Mary. Mary took about half a litre of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. It was a celebration. It was festival time. Lazarus had been raised from the dead. Jesus wasn't about to dampen the atmosphere. But Mary knew the deep burden of his heart. She was sensitive, and love made her sacrificial. Love always expresses itself in giving. It was a costly gift. It emerges that it was an anointing for burial. Only criminals were deprived of anointing before burial, and Mary knew that's how Jesus would have been treated. She had an insight into what was coming and performed this loving act. We read that the fragrance filled the house. It was a sacrifice, but what was her sacrifice compared to his? And then there's a but. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? This is the first sour note. It sounded pious, but John gives us the real reason. He didn't say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. Sometimes we can come out with criticisms that sound very pious, and they are just a veneer, covering over a spirit of bitterness. What makes this hypocrisy worse is that Judas was obviously someone who appeared to be trustworthy. You don't appoint someone treasurer if you suspect him of being a crook. And finally, our attention is drawn to Jesus. Quietly, but firmly, he corrected Judas and reassured Mary. Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. No one can measure the burden that Jesus was under. Yet he was never irritable or ruffled. There are lessons to be learned from all the characters who shared this celebration meal. But after we've looked all round, our attention focuses on Jesus himself. There is no fault or failing in him. He possesses every virtue in fullest measure. Let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Let him be the unseen guest at every meal, the very centre of our lives.
This is Mark chapter 11, verses 1 to 12. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches that they cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.